On the Naturalist Journal, we'll look at one of the state's most misunderstood predators, the coyote.
It's something that I just can't get enough of. It's what I've been at it now for 28 years. And it's just like I still love them as like I did the first day I started.
Wyman Minzer knows coyotes. He has pursued the creature first as a hunter and trapper and now as a wildlife photographer.
Whenever I am photographing them with, through a big lens and you do something where they really zero in on you, it's just like they just sit and stare right through that lens. They can see into the, you know, right into your body. I mean, they're looking deep inside of you. And it's just the way that they, you know, I guess it's a predator's eyes. I don't know. A lot of predators have a certain look.
But Wyman's photographs transcend the physical characteristics of the animal. They illustrate a way of life.
I knew I could get in an area where there were a lot of coyotes, but I had to be able to approach the animals, say within 30 or 40 yards. I had to locate hilltops that would allow me to be able to crawl to these locations where they wouldn't see me, because coyotes, once they move into a bait, you have one that will eat or two that will eat, and the rest of them sort of hang out around the bait.
From a blind made out of natural materials, Wyman lures the coyotes within camera range using dead livestock acquired from area ranchers.
People that tend to believe that they are, you know, bloodthirsty, they go after anything that squeals and bleeds and dies, that's really a misconception. But you do have coyotes that are killers. You do have coyotes, but it's individual animals. It's not every coyote.
Rabbits and rodents are a favorite prey for the coyote, but their diets are diverse, ranging from birds and insects to juniper berries and other vegetation.
If the coyotes have, say, a good mesquite bean crop, they're not going to bother the rabbits. You know, they're going to go after mesquite beans. They go after the easiest thing. And if they can keep from having to run, to exert energy to eat, they're going to do it. They're just not going to. They're basically fairly lazy.
Although ranchers have battled the coyote for years, more coyotes exist in Texas than any other state. The coyote is a survivor, and life as a predator continues to be his natural role.
I think through education and through another generation too, I think we're going to pretty well get away from this misconception that all coyotes are killers. It's not something to be just, you know, let's rid the land of the coyote. He has a place here. Wild coyotes out on a free open range, you know, they're born there, they'll die there.